Good evening and welcome to Blank Canvas, home of visual art and culture in the Bahamas, here on 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. I'm Amadro, the current executive assistant at the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas. Feel free to visit the nagb.org.bs for all current and upcoming shows, events, and programming. Thank you also very much for tuning in to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio, where there is fresh news, smart talk all day. Shoot over to your mobile app store and download the Guardian Talk Radio app. Any 10 is currently on exhibition, so we thank everyone for showing up at the opening, as well as all 55 artists who just had their enormous fan base. We love you all. We appreciate it. The National Art Gallery's operating hours are Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Sundays, noon to 5. On today's episode, we will be discussing everything about the Department of Cultural Affairs over at the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture. They've been so busy over these past few months. And in studio, we are honored to have Abby Smith and Moya Thompson. Good evening, ladies.
Good evening.
So we start with Moya. Moya, just introduce yourself and let us know what your current portfolio is at the Department of Cultural Affairs. And then Abby.
All right. Good evening, everyone. So happy to be here. Again, my name is Moya Thompson. I am the Cultural Affairs Officer with responsibility for film, digital media, and cinematography. And so I kind of would be the liaison between the film community and the government, but also as well just trying to give a voice and give an opportunity to filmmakers to explore as many options as they can. But also, you know, for the government to have a way to kind of use film as a way to express culture and to deliver culture to the Bahamian community.
Excellent. That's amazing. We'll definitely get back into that. And Abby Smith.
Hi, good evening, folks. Thank you for having me, Ahmad. Yes, I am Abby Smith, the Cultural Affairs Officer responsible for visual arts and photography. Basically, just like Moya said, you know, having that opportunity for the government to have access to the visual arts community and to really provide accessibility, which is something that's very paramount to me and to artists, accessibility not only in the Bahamas but abroad. So really giving artists that access to be free to be themselves, free to show that Bahamian culture, free to express themselves in whatever art form possible.
That's amazing. So, in defining culture, what say ye, cultural affairs officers?
That is a loaded question.
I know.
That is a loaded question. I mean, it seems simple enough.
Yeah.
It seems simple enough, defining culture. Well, I mean, you know, you have your baseline, kind of. It is the way of life of a people, right?
Okay.
That's the yes. Baseline. When I think of it in terms of the Bahamian, it's beyond the way, it's the way we express ourselves.
Yes.
You know, and of course, we talk about music and art and even the way we dress,
mm-hmm.
even that comes into it. The way we are educated.
Right.
The way we're educated is a cultural thing. Like, it's a way that we kind of get educated here that's different from abroad. So everything about the way we kind of move out, you know, in addition to your art and your jankanu and your dance and your music, which we know, food and all of that, especially food I like to eat. but you know, it encompasses just everything about even homes. Like, because one of the things I know, and I was talking about this with one of the filmmakers this week, is we had this thing years ago where this lady is a tourist or someone from abroad was like talking about we live in huts, right?
Right.
Anyone who's gone abroad may have experienced people thinking we live a certain kind of way. And whatever not. And
you mean the same lady that said every child has a pet dolphin?
I don't even remember.
Because I'm still waiting on my pet dolphin.
I don't remember the dolphin. I just remember them saying we lived in thatched houses or huts.
On the beach, and we all had dolphins, course, and that's how we transport.
House, you know? And I was like, you know, and a filmmaker friend, Lovato Stubbs, I'll call his name, he did this, he had entered this video into a Bob Marley competition,
mm-hmm.
And he came, I think he came second place.
Wow, congrats.
And what he did was, and I told him this too, I said, what I really appreciate about what you do as a filmmaker is you show the Bahamas, like just how we live, how we catch the bus.
Right.
Children, he had some children walking through the Bahamian community. Mm-hmm. And helping helping people, and he had a little TV, and it showed Bob Marley, and it showed other people places. But he was showing how we live.
Nice.
He was showing places in the Bahamas, and that's our culture. Like that's part of for me that how we where we live and how we build our houses. All of that is to me is a part of culture.
Amazing. Thank you, Moya.
I like to talk.
You are a walking. You are a walking Bahamian Wikipedia, and I love it.
I love that for
you. Let's hear what Abby's textbook definition of culture is.
Wow, you put me out there. Great. All right, so I would, much like Moya, agree with Moya. It's the way we do things. If I take it from the visual arts perspective, it's how we see ourselves, how we put ourselves out there, how we identify ourselves, so identity. One thing about artists is that we wear ourselves. We mm-hmm. wear our art. Mm-hmm. We are our art. And so when you think about Bahamian culture, right down to, let's talk about what you're wearing tonight, Ahmad, the Tingzi mm-hmm. shirt.
I mean, I Tingzi.
I Tingzi, mm-hmm. you know. But that in itself is an art form.
Right.
You know, we Tingzi as Bahamians, we like Tings.
I sure do. And anybody who say they don't?
Yes, we like Tings.
Don't have them lying.
That in itself is an identifier of being authentically Bahamian. Mm-hmm. Because a Bahamian would recognize that fact that, you know, I know what Tingzi mean. Mm-hmm. I know how a Tingzi person look. And that says that's an art form.
Yeah.
You can look at me and say, well, you know what? She's an artist. And you'd be like, why is she an artist? Always in color.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
Always in a pattern. Mm-hmm. Always have on brightly colored shoes. Always have on weird looking shoes.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know, not you. I was
But it's true though.
A lot of artists, they love color.
Culture. Bahamians mm-hmm. are very expressive. Mm-hmm. Caribbean persons as a whole are very expressive. And that comes from, of course, our African origin, of course, ourselves, of showing ourselves, the way we speak, the way we move, the way we interact with others. It is authentically that. It's a cultivation. It's a cultivation of expression. So that's how I would see culture.
Mm-hmm. Facial expressions.
How we poke off our lips.
poke off our lips and how we bat our eyes and, you know, how we would tap the next one or nudge the next one.
Right.
You know, how we walk by us and say, mm-hmm. But in all of that, we knew exactly what was said,
right.
How it was said, the context. You know, we, as a Bahamian people, we like the full story. And that and that nudge, that's it for us. That's the story.
That's the story.
That's it there.
And you know, I've always told people that Bahamians are the best storytellers in the world. Even the best storytellers in the world. We could have a whole conversation about eating chicken in a bag.
Mm-hmm.
And that can go on for hours and hours.
It's which chicken in the bag?
See, this is exactly how you started.
Every chicken in the bag ain't the same chicken in the bag. If the bag ain't greasy, if it ain't folded right, if your chicken ain't in the right form, if it ain't in the right wax paper, if you ain't have the right hot sauce, the right ketchup.
Abby, Abby, you seem very triggered, and I understand.
I am triggered because you
when Bamboo Shock decided to start putting it in lid plates, we all felt that.
And I'll say this about chicken. Let me join her enthusiasm.
Chicken and bag, right?
Let's do this.
When I went off to school, when I went to study film in Chicago, that was literally one of the things I missed about home.
There you go.
I missed the chicken. It is a difference between their fried chicken,
uh-huh.
even if they put ketchup or hot sauce mm-hmm. on it, and our fried chicken.
Right.
The way our chicken, the way I was like, I want some Bahamian Bamboo Shock. But I want some Bahamian chicken. Like, I wanted the way we do it, you know what I mean? So that is really, it took me a while to kind of, like maybe 6 months before I was kind of like, okay, I good, but I need my Bahamian. That way we fried our chicken. That's a serious thing. Because when I, you know, I have a family member, my brother, when he comes home, mm-hmm. he buying stocks of crab conch and
they gotta put the crab conch
and chicken.
Like five. I was like, okay. You
remember how long you
need this? Wow. And he's saying, last for a couple of months. Mm-hmm.
That is wild. Mm-hmm. However, it definitely what resonates with me the most is how we don't identify our cultural cues until we are a part of a different culture or in a different culture. And then you realize how significant you truly are and how significant we truly are. And then you just want to pick up the phone and you want to call your mommy and be like, mommy, just say, you know what I mean? Like, just to use words like that or just to hear someone speak in our dialect
or who can talk, right?
Or just when you would call one of your cousins or your best friends and just gossip on the phone just for a minute, right? Those small little cultural cues.
And the way we carry friendships, of course, when we're abroad. I can recall one time when, you know, Bahamians, we're very particular people at that. And I was invited to the beach and I was in New York. And as far as I'm concerned...
Hold on, you were invited to a beach in New York.
And this is the attitude.
Oh, sorry.
Let's go to the beach. And they were very excited. They planned for this. And I said, I can't go on the beach unless I can see my feet in the water. And they was like, but you can. When you come out of the water. I said, no. Mm-mm. While I'm in the water.
I need to be able to see.
Of course, I never dressed for the beach. But I went to the beach with them. And of course... You know, I mash up my face because I'm trying to figure out why the sun gray, why the water gray, why they gray.
And why the rocks so big.
And what is this, a beach or is this like a mud pool? What is this? And they were so excited. And these are the things we take for granted because even something as simple as going to the beach, we take that personal because we're spoiled. We're spoiled. We are very spoiled.
We are. We really are.
We rushing to come home to go in this crystal clear water that can just salty up our skin. But if we go to the beach in New York, we know.
I don't go to the beach at the places.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I'll go to a lake. I will go to a river.
Don't refer to it as the beach.
We won't go to any water establishment, any water establishment that does not look like what we're accustomed to. And so that in itself, like I said, you know, that's something cultural. That's something that's innate. Something that we're going to look at it and say, that ain't for us. That's not for us. I can admire you for wanting to go there, but we're not used to that.
Wow. So while you were off to school, what other cultural cues do you think you sort of... What other cultural cues resonated in you that you were like, why am I even thinking about this?
Well, okay, here's the thing. I liked Chicago. I won't lie. I liked it. A lot of people don't like the cold because it is called the Windy City, right? So it was extremely, that part of the time of the year was extremely cold. So that part of it, I liked the seasons and things like that. But for me, I would have to say, I guess the general architecture, the architecture, because that's a part of our culture as well. Like the way we, you know, our buildings, national buildings are a certain color. They're pink or they're green or they're yellow. We know that's a police station.
Right.
So it's a bit different with Chicago where it's very city. And my school was in the city, so it was just tall buildings.
Well, you actually had gray and glass. To learn directions. Learn building numbers.
I'm actually not too bad. I actually like that part of it. Being able to say, okay, I'm going to this corner. And you're telling me turn three blocks. Wow. It's three blocks. But yeah, the architecture, I would say, was something that I would... And like I say, even going to school, because I volunteered at some schools there, and the fact that our children wear uniforms.
Okay.
You know, those kinds of things. And over there, they don't wear uniforms. And there were some other, you know, some other things that were kind of different. they medicate their kids over there in school.
Oh, wow. Okay, so let's take a break. Let's take a short break, but continue to listen to NAGV's Blank Canvas here on 96.9 Guardian Radio. We'll be right back.